Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We are back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can call at 312-332-3776 or you can tweet me a question at T Crown Tom. Man, all of a sudden there were like 10 things came up here at T Crown Tom where guys have something. Okay, let's try to get through a few of them here. And you do get in the drawing. If I use your item from T Crown Tom, you get in the drawing for the free box. Okay, Mike from Twitter. He has two Indians that I hope to have more cards in the 2015 sets. And one of them is Michael Brantley. That guy is a very underrated player, actually. I can't even tell who the other one is. But Michael Brantley signed card. His stuff doesn't go for much, but he's one of those underrated stars. And here's another one, Nathan on Twitter. Now, I had to open up this picture. He says, I have a 1620 signed by the Four Horsemen and manager J.J. Dillon. And I'm thinking Four Horsemen in Notre Dame. And it's like, wait a minute, what manager? And then you open up the picture. It's the wrestlers, the Four Horsemen with Ric Flair and those guys.
Yeah, that was formed in 1986. Ric Flair, Arn, and Ole Anderson and Tully Blanchard with James J. Dillon as their manager. So they broke Dusty Rhodes' ankle. So in an interview, they said, you know, there hasn't been this much talk about something since the Four Horsemen of Apocalypse. So
okay.
And the name stuck. So.
Okay. Well,
according to Wikipedia, of course.
Now, have you ever had any item by the Four Horsemen wrestlers signed in an auction? I've never seen that before, Bill.
I can honestly say this is probably the first I've heard of that Four Horsemen.
Yeah, I would think that would be pretty good, though.
When was this done, Vince?
Started in 1986. Ric Flair, Anderson Cousins, and Tully Blanchard.
Ric Flair was a big name. I mean, I'm not that big on wrestling, but I mean, I've heard of Ric Flair. That's pretty good.
So they're all probably still alive, I guess.
They seem to be.
I'm not 100% sure, but I don't know. Maybe Nathan can update us. If you're listening, Nathan, give us a tweet if you know if they're all still alive or not. And then I guess you'd have to throw that in a Huggins at Scott auction and see what happens.
Well, there's a lot of wrestling fans. Yes.
Yeah, we got another one here. This is a neat pen pal signature from 2013. This must be Contenders, I think, where it's got eight signatures. It looks like it's all rookie signatures. I recognize Monty Ball on here and E.J. Manuel and let's see, who else can I tell? Anyway, that's a really good card when they have the multiple rookies. Then it's all based on how many they made, which I can't see the print run on this, and how well they do. Right now, the guys that Ertz is on here, it looks like he's doing well. You know, the rookies just have to do well, but typically if you got eight rookies on one, they're going to at least go for 50 to 100, and then it just depends how well they're playing. So keep tweeting at T Crown Tom, and you'll get in the drawing if we use it on the air. And now let's get to some of the callers here. We've got Randy from Wooddale online. What do you have there, Randy?
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I've got Michael Jordan collectible, Tee Time Michael Jordan All Galaxy Collection from Warner Brothers, special edition figurines. I've got all three of them in his baseball uniform, stock number 17693.
We don't need the stock numbers, Randy. You got a basketball, a baseball, and another one. Are they ceramic or are they plastic?
He's in his golf outfit.
Okay.
And they're like 12-inch figurines from Warner Brothers Space Jam.
Okay. Are they plastic?
All Galaxy collection for Tee Time Michael Jordan. Special edition figurines.
Plastic or ceramic?
They're in the box. They're sealed. They've never been opened.
Okay. Any idea on those, Bill? Have you had anything with those?
I have not. I don't remember seeing those, Randy.
They sound pretty neat, but you know, we'll have to see if we can find
there's
anything.
There's a few on eBay. They're asking about $20 per figurine.
That's about what I figured on those.
Golf.
And we've got, is this correct, Moofer from Downers Grove, the Moof?
Yes, Moofer.
Hey, Moof, what's up?
What's going on? Hey, I'm a friend of Freddie Huber's. I'm supposed to be at breakfast with him at 9 this morning, but my daughter's got a tournament in Kankakee.
Oh, I always listen to Fred on Saturday morning when I'm driving in, Murph and Fred, when I'm driving in to T-Crown. I like those guys.
He's my guy.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, my uncle's Frank Howard. He's my godfather, actually. I got a 69 All-Star ball. Ted Williams on the sweet spot. He was the manager that year. Reggie Jackson, Herman Killebrew, Brooks, Frank Robinson, my uncle Frank, of course, Ray Culp, Clyde Dalrymple, Don Mincher was on Seattle as the All-Star that year. Stottlemyre was a coach.
Oh, that's cool.
Jim Palmer, Cuellar, I believe, is on the ball. I don't have it with me. Like I said, I'm in Kankakee at a softball tournament. But,
so it's the American League.
American League All-Star ball.
Okay.
American League only.
Yeah, that's cool. What do you think of that one, Bill?
Gosh, I tell you, we've sold ones in that era, and depending on the strength of the signatures, how many signatures, and how complete it is, you're looking at $800 to $1,500, somewhere in that range.
It's all?
Well,
hey, Ted Williams on the sweet spot. I mean, that alone, I figure, is $1,000, no?
No.
No? Okay.
No, it's good. It's not bad, but yeah, it's not
8 to 1,500.
Yeah, it's good. You probably break a grand on it. You never know in an auction. It just depends how nice it looks.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. Mike from Crown Point, Indiana, is on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I got a Super Bowl 41 jersey signed by Devin Hester.
Devin Hester, boy, when he returned that kick, I think a lot of Bears fans thought they might actually win that Super Bowl. But now that's pretty cool. That's something that we'll always remember. It's just a Bears replica jersey.
Yeah, it's an authentic one that they wore on the field. It's his number, his name, everything.
Same style they wore on the field during the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably, you know, jerseys aren't selling that well right now, it seems like, you know, the more common ones. I still think that's probably $200 to $300 would be my estimate on it. And I think Devin Hester as a kick returner is going to be a Hall of Famer, don't you think, Vince?
Yeah, I think so. He's got the record, right?
Yeah, I mean, and he just as far as open field running, I had always thought that Gale Sayers was the best open field runner I ever saw. And, of course, Barry Sanders was always great. But I think just for pure open field running, be hard to top Hester when he was in.
Atlanta's using him in a good way. He's getting some good games on there as a wide receiver.
And, you know, I was saying last week I thought it was an advantage for the Bears that Hester was hobbled a little bit going into that game. And you could tell he wasn't quite as explosive. Nope. That did help. And it was good to see the Bears pull one out. And now they have to beat Miami. Oh, let's not get started on this. Come on, Bears. Okay, Sean from Des Plaines. What do you have there, Sean? What do you have? Is that a tuba?
You there, guys?
Yeah. We're here. What do you have?
I grew up in Carbondale, so, you know, home SIU. I actually went there and ran track, but I got two Walt Frazier jerseys.
The Southern Illinois jerseys of Frazier?
Southern Illinois and New York.
He
came to the basketball camp a couple years in a row at SIU. I went to high school with Troy Hudson. I was a shooting guard when he was a point guard at Lincoln High School in SIU. Walt Frazier, I got a 1965 jersey of his from SIU signed.
So it's the actual jersey he wore at SIU.
It's one of his game-worn jerseys.
Nice. Yeah. What do you think, Bill?
And I got a replica New York. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, Sean, I'll tell you. I mean, if those could be kind of verified and they pass all the little tests, you're looking at thousands of dollars a piece.
Yeah.
And the New York jersey is a number 10 from the 73 season.
You know, he was a great clutch player, that Walt Frazier. I think he kind of gets overlooked sometimes at how good he really was. It was such a great team with the Knicks in the early 70s. But, God, I mean, how have you ever even heard of an SIU Walt Frazier game-worn jersey going in an auction, Bill? I haven't.
No, I haven't. Sean, are you looking to sell those, or are they just for you?
I might be thinking about it. That's why I call. I got to listen to you guys every weekend. That's why I called. I've had it since I was in high school.
That might be, if you need some bucks, that would get you some bucks, I think.
Yeah, Sean, if you're interested in revisiting some of that, give me a call at the office one day. I'd be happy to get some more details from you and see if we can't do a little research and narrow down a window of what that may sell for.
What's the number, guys?
The number at Huggins and Scott Auctions is 866-462-2273. So thanks for the call, and contact Bill. Maybe we'll see it in December in their auction, Sean.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Take it easy. We've got Charles on the north side. What's new there, Charles?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I got a 12-inch vinyl of Walter Payton and William Perry called Rapping Together.
Oh, those really? Were the days.
Yeah. Now, did they sign it?
They did not sign it.
Oh, well, I think that's a cool thing. Not probably worth too much at this point, is it, Bill?
No, I wouldn't say so.
That's cool, though. That would have been a neat double signature. I'd love it. I think they were both on the cover of, was it Time Magazine? Time or Newsweek? I think it was Time. I'd love to have a double signed copy of that one. That was a vinyl of the
that
two.
That would still be a neat item for T Crown, I think.
Now, it would look good on the wall, that's for sure.
What if you got William Perry to sign that? Would that enhance the value in any significant way?
It might a little bit, but he's not a real tough signature, and his signed items don't go for it. Walter would have been the key to be signed on that one.
Of course.
Yeah, Tim from Midlothian is on. What do you have, Tim?
Hey, I've got a 1941 Gillette shaving cream boxes. They're from the 1941, I believe, Lefty Gomez is on there. There's two Cardinals on there. There's two Cardinals on there and two somebody else. Pictures of each of them. They're about 8 inches long, and they have the cream is still in it, and there's razors attached to it.
You know, that actually sounds really neat. Have you ever had one of those or seen one, Bill?
I think I have seen one of those, Tim. I want to say, depending on the condition that it's in and all that, they've sold for a couple of $100 or more a piece, depending on the condition.
Yeah, it sounds really neat. If you can send me a picture of that, I'd like to see it, actually. That sounds like that'd be a neat one to put up on Twitter. Here's a neat one. Joey tweeted a one-of-one Shield autograph of Sidney Crosby. Whoa, now this is that's a big card. It looks like this is from Upper Deck the Cup. Oh, that's a big card. I mean, that's thousands for that card. I really, it would be hard to put an actual price on it, but an NHL Shield logo piece, numbered one of one, and a beautiful signature of Sidney Crosby. It's really a nice-looking card. That's one of the newer era cards that comes out that can be really valuable. Actually, the Cup Hockey is supposed to be in a T-Crown this week, I think on Wednesday. That's one of the high-end hockey products. That's really a neat card. All right, let's get back to the lines here, and we have Tim from Beverly is on the line. What do you have there, Tim?
Yes, I've got an autographed picture of Richard Speck.
You know what? Richard Speck was a murderer that I really wouldn't want anything to do with that, to be honest with you. To me, somebody like that, I mean, I'm sure there can be value of it, but it wouldn't be something that I'd have anything to do with it. Tom from Mount Greenwood's on the line. What do you have there, Tom?
Hey, guys. I got a couple of things. I have 13 individual baseballs, but a couple of them go with pictures. I have a 8x10 of Sandy Koufax signed picture and baseball.
Oh, and a single signed baseball also?
Yes.
I would think the two of them together, what do you think, Bill, maybe $500-$600?
Yep, exactly. I think the ball's about $350 and the photo's around $150.
Yeah, I have a photo at home of Koufax in Wrigley Field that's signed. And boy, Kershaw has really been Koufax-like except for the playoffs. My gosh, he's just
absolutely.
Can't. The playoffs, his numbers in the playoffs, it might be a fluke, but it's getting to be a lot of games for a fluke. It's just really kind of too bad because I like Kershaw.
And how does he not think about his failings next year if they make the playoffs?
Oh.
That's going to be in his mind. It's going to be hard to overcome.
Yeah, boy, it's something. Any other big ones, Tom?
Yeah, I have the same thing, a picture in individual baseball by Johnny Vandermeer.
The double no-hitters.
Yep. And he's got both dates on there, 6'11 of 38 and 6'15 of 38.
That helps. That's a nice display, but I don't think he'd be worth anywhere close what Koufax is. You, Bill?
No, he does. I've seen those before, the Johnny Vandermeer things. They'll get a couple of $100 on their best day, depending on how nicely it's framed.
Yeah, it's cool, and it's talk about a conversation piece, but he doesn't go for as much. We have time for one last quick one here. Pat from Westchester, what do you have there, Pat?
Hey, good show there, Tom.
Thanks, Pat.
I was at a Sam Goody's back in the late 90s, and that's a music place, and Frank Thomas happened to have been signing autographs there, and ran over to the Target, grabbed a couple baseballs, and then he autographed them in black Sharpie, but the only problem is they're bleeding. One of them is bleeding. Yeah. And then he signed a cassette, too. He used like a cassette box he signed, too.
That's kind of cool. That's too bad. Sharpies, you really want to use a ballpoint on a baseball because the Sharpies just don't look good on a baseball, and that hurts the value of it when it does bleed like that. I would think with a Sharpie, you're probably you might not even be able to get $50 on it because it wouldn't look good, and there's a pretty good amount of Thomas balls out there. All right, we're already at the end of another show. This is a fun one today. Good to have the Vince-a-roo back, and it's time for Vince to do the drawing for the box of 2014 Topps Heritage Minor League Baseball.
The winner this week is going to be Mike from Twitter.
Another Twitter winner. Yes. That's two weeks in a row. Yes. Okay.
So, Mike, if you're out there, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience free of charge.
Okay. Now, don't forget to hang in there and listen. Following our show is Jeff Meller and his fantasy football show. I just heard on the intro Sports Center update, it sounds like Jimmy Graham's playing today.
He was originally a game time decision, so it looks like he's going to go today.
Yeah, and Calvin Johnson probably not, but don't listen to us. Listen to the guys on the fantasy football.
The next
show.
Hour is going to be much more credible, fantasy football part.
And Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions. Don't forget the December 1st Huggins auction. You can consign items right now for it. Call Bill Huggins at 866-462-2273. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. Check out tcrowntom.com. I have that Joe DiMaggio Burke Ross card ending on eBay this afternoon.
Very nice.
And a PSA 6. So, and the Bears are at home this week against the Dolphins. They can go over 500 if they win this game. I hope they play well and do it. And everybody have a great week. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the weather today. And we'll be on next week. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.